The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward-Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide us home.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
We must heed a certain call. We must come, come together and preach.
We must share the word of God to every boy and girl. We must show the greater love of God.
We can't go on pretending day by day that there is no life after this life.
We can see the people go. They are dying every day. And they know our Savior Jesus Christ.
We are the church. We are the ones who know the word of God, so let's start preaching.
There's a choice we've got to make to shine the light of God. It's true, we make a better world through Jesus Christ. From hell.
Yes, God has shown us by dying on the cross.
So we all must give our lives to him.
We are the church. We are his people. We are the ones who know the word of God. So let's start preaching.
There's a choice we've got to make to shine the light of God. It's true, we make a better world through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah. Man, go down to hell where there's no hope at all.
In the lake of fire,
we gotta shine the light of God. And it's true, we make a better world through Jesus Christ.
Hey. We are the church.
We are the church.
The word of God, so let's start preaching.
There's a choice we've got to make to shine the light of God. It's true, we make a better world through Jesus Christ.
We are the church, we are His people. There's a choice we're making, and we gotta shine the light of God. And it's through we make a better world through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hey. Check the suite, I tell you. Check the suite, Papa. Wow. Wow. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you who helped to make the church a beautiful thing. Clap your hands for everybody who helps to make the service work. For those of you who wake up early to go and wake people up to get them on the bus, God bless you. For those of who come early to make the sound and the lights are working, God bless you. For those who come to clean the church weekends and Sunday mornings, God bless you. For the choirs that prepare to sing, God bless you. For the blessed partners, the actors and the dancers, God bless you. And for who else? For the our sax, the man on sax, God bless you. Amen. And for the one standing by you, tell your neighbor, God bless you for coming to church this morning. Hallelujah. And for the preacher, What a shock. Hallelujah. I tell you, we can be in church. I don't know about you, but I can be in church the whole day. We have come to a great place. Tell your neighbor, welcome to a great place. No, put your hand around him and say like a minute, welcome to a great place. This is a real great place. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you excited? I'm going to ask you, move to five people and hug them and tell them, welcome to a great place. Five, hug them and tell them, welcome to a great place. Welcome to a great place. Fresh breeze. Thank you. Thank you. You make church work. Wow, wow. Welcome to a great place. Mr. Kwanza, welcome to a great place. Are you hugging somebody? If nobody's hugging you, you must hug somebody else. Welcome to a great place. What a blessing. What a blessing. And we've come to the word of God tonight, this morning. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you still here? Wow. Lift up your Bibles. Everybody, lift your Bible up and let's go. Ready, go.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, the Bible and I.
Come on, one more time.
I have a wonderful treasure,
the gift of God,
the gift of God, without measure. put together my Bible, and I,
for the very, very last time,
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
Father, thank you. We cannot thank you enough that you've given us the map to navigate our way through this hazardous life, through the journey of this of life. You've given us your word to guide and to guide us and to instruct us. This morning we submit ourselves to you. We ask you to speak to us, lighten our path with your word. Show us your way. Speak to every heart that is ready to receive. Let your word rule and reign in our hearts. Speak to us, O God. Speak to us, O God. Speak to us, O God. Let your word be relevant to us. We thank you. We are grateful. We are grateful for giving us a church like this. We are grateful for the friends we have. We are grateful for the people around us. We are grateful the people that we sit by week after week. What a blessing it is to put us in such a beautiful family. We pray that we'll cherish one another and we'll cherish your way, and your word will rule and reign in our hearts. Thank you. May we always be preachers of your way, and may your word affect many lives. We thank and we bless you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Wow. Are you blessed? Well, we are blessed indeed. Amen. And grateful to God for today and for how far God is taking us. Amen. When Fresh Breeze was singing, I remembered Lady Pastor Ellen. Lady Pastor Ellen is one of the explain her role? One of the early members of the church from Canteen Kolebu Kolegono days. And when Bishop formed, what were they called? The BDs. BDA is bring down anointing. BDR, bring down refreshing. BDU, bring down the unction. And then BDJ, bring down joy. BDU was Bishop Oko Botedoku. BDJ was Bishop Johnny. BDR is Lady Pastor BDR in Herita in America. And BDA was Lady Pastor Ellen, who lived in, left Ghana with her husband and then went to Scotland and pastored our church there for 15 years. But they've moved back, or they are trying to move back. So Lady Pastor Ellen is in church. Can you stand and give the church a wave? Come up. Oh, clap for her. Beautiful, beautiful. You still sing. Can you sing something? Hey, give her the microphone. Beautiful, anointed, anything. Sing. Just 1 minute singing. Anything that comes to your mind. Ooh, hey.
So I wouldn't let go.
Come on. Go on, sister.
I'm alive today because he helped me. I'm alive today.
Today.
Only because of his. Yes, God kept me.
It's still there, I tell you, it's still there. Thank you, my dear. She had been preaching for many years, but she's still ministering. So happy to have you. And her husband, where's Henry? Where's your husband? It's at the back. Oh, God bless you, Henry. Beautiful. Please, thank you very much. So when they're coming to God, they're coming to join the Kadesh. This afternoon, she said she was going to greet Bishop and tell Bishop she has arrived. I said, when you greet the tell Bishop that you have chosen Kadesh. With all respect, you have chosen Kadesh. What do you think about that? It's a good idea. Hallelujah. But we are blessed. Amen. And we are grateful to God for keeping us in the faith. Amen. Many years of working with God, God has been faithful. God has been gracious. God has cared for us. Amen. He's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Kweku, yes, many until Emory.
Many years one until Emfika Krebi.
Oh, your young one.
Oni me remota.
Si bien ni na remo.
Mi mi na 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 na.
Oyo ya kwa.
Oni mi remota.
Si bien ni na remo. Mi ni na na na.
Ma fa o chemo. Nasu ojano sheshemi.
Come on.
A ho tremo. Esu kebi bomumwa. Oh,
oyoyo kwa.
Oni mi ramoda.
Sibye ni daremo.
Mi ni na na na.
He's a friend. Who never forsakes you?
Oni mi ramoda,
se pie ni na remo,
mi ni na na.
Hallelujah. The English version of that song. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Oh.
Our sins
and griefs to bear. Oh, what a privilege to carry.
This one, too, you don't know how to sing it. You don't know how to sing this one.
Everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we offer for.
What needless pain we
bear. All because we do not carry
everything
to God in prayer.
Oh, what peace we offer for me.
Oh, what peace we offer for faith.
Because we do not carry
everything to God in prayer.
Hallelujah. Find a friend so faithful.
Oh, because
we do not carry
everything to God.
Ask your friend, can you ever find a friend so faithful?
Oh, can we find
a friend
so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take
Come on, ask your neighbor, can you find a friend so faithful?
Can we find a friend so faithful? Oh, who will all our sorrows share? Oh, Jesus knows our every weakness. Just take him to the Lord in prayer.
Sing to somebody else. Can we find a friend?
Can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? Oh, Jesus knows our every weakness. Take him to the Lord in prayer.
Joshua chapter 1. Yes, let me finish this very briefly. 20 minutes and we are done. Are you there? From verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, rise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. The next verse. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and the unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was in Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Can I have an amen? Verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. And verse 7. Let's all read 7 and 8. Ready, go. And very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Verse 8, and I want you to shout it out. Ready, go. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou to do written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Can we read it one more time? Verse 8. And I want you didn't read it as loud as I wanted. I want you to read it out. Step everybody apart from yourself. Ready, go. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Clap your hands for just for the reading of the word. One of the things that made Joshua, that we need to copy from Joshua, if you are going to follow these great people, these great people that we read about in the Bible, why they made it, Joshua in particular, he received direct instructions. God told him to meditate on the word of God. I'm telling everybody here, the secret to your success is in the Bible. If you didn't say amen, you missed a good point. The secret of success is the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God has the secret to success in business, success in marriage, success in finances, success in ministry, success in your personal life. Your success is in the book of the law. Amen. So he's told him that, look, Joshua, you are a military leader, you are a captain, you are a general, you are a great king, great leader in all the bats. No matter how busy you are, this book of the law should never depart from your mouth, but you should meditate therein. Meditate on the word. Don't be too busy to meditate on the word of God. I think we can share the grace and go home. What I've said is enough. Listen, I know many of you here are busy. I know, Messiah, I know you're very busy. You travel, you go up and down, traveling here. Today on Madagascar, tomorrow you're on Burkina Faso. But the Bible says, no matter how busy you are, never push the word of God out of your life. Your success is not in your connection. It's with God and with his word. You should have shouted amen. The success in life, Michael, is not in your business connection, the people that you know. The success in your, it's in your ability to take time and stay with the word of God. Please, are you with me? Now, that is why you're going to make it. Because you take time with the word and stay and meditate on the word. Meditate on the word. Every person here, no matter the business you do, no matter the school you go to, you may even be a science student, I don't mind. But I'm telling you something, never push the word of God out of your life. I'm preaching. I'm an art student, but you are a science student. I have gone home. Yeah. Yes, you're an art student, Louise. You're an art student.
O-level science.
And you couldn't pass well, so you did arts this form. What a shock. But I'm telling everybody here, every young lady sitting in church, you have time to do your hair. You spend, the other day my wife was going to the hairdresser. I said, how long will it take? He said, it will take about three and a half to 4 hours. I said, hey! And she told me, this is even short. Sometimes some hair can take 8 hours. So for your hair can take 2 days. You have not even brushed your teeth. They are doing it small. When it comes to just 30 minutes, you don't have the time for it. That's why you are not doing well in some areas. May you have time for the word of God. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Joshua did well as a leader. He led them into the promised land because he had time for the word of God. Some of you sitting here, the last time we read anything from the Bible is when Reverend Louis showed us the scripture for the day. Since last Sunday, the next time you have read about it was when Reverend Louis said, this is the memory verse. That is when you have the whole week, no Bible. And said, Lord, I receive my card. How can you prosper when you have pushed God and his word out of your life? You're looking at me. I'm preaching to you right there. Keep looking. I said, keep looking. Meditate. Think about it. Meditate on the word. Day and night. Somebody said, day and night. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Hallelujah. Every young man here, listen to me this morning, whether you're in church or you're watching us on Facebook or wherever, I'm telling you the secret. Look. These are the words of God himself.
Hallelujah.
To a man who was about to lead the whole of the people of Israel into the promised land. And there's so many things that were going to confront Raju. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you, you see, you are not busier than Joshua. I don't know what job you do, but I don't think that you're busier than Joshua. Joshua is the leader of so many, 2 million, 3 million going into the promised land. He was their leader. And God said, Joshua, you are busy, but don't be too busy for my word. Don't push the word of God out of your life. Raju, stand up. I'm talking to you. Are you there? Are you busy? Aren't you? But God is telling me to tell you, your success in life is not linked to your connections or not necessarily where you work, but whom you know by the word of God. So if you take your time and give your heart and your time to God and his word, take a bit of time, 30 minutes every day. It is called quiet time. Someone say quiet time. No, I didn't say quiet time. Raju, if you do this every day, you don't know how you can link reading the Bible to prospering financially. But God says, God says that if you meditate on the word, you are going to have good success. You are going to succeed. If you meditate on it, and all of you here, hey, Nancy, stand up. Are you with me? Yes. You're busy. Are you not busy? Pardon? Yes, I'm busy. No, I'm not busy. He's afraid to give the real answer. Yeah. Don't let any girl occupy all your time. Time that you can spend to read the Bible. You're on the phone chatting a girl up. You're looking at me. I should say it again, isn't it? So if you say you don't have time, but you can talk 3 hours on the phone, you're looking at me. I'm talking to you right there. You say you don't have time. I'm preaching. Raju. Nanasachi, I hear you two guys. God led me to you, two of you directly. Directly. Yes. Yes. I mean, you can watch movie. Part 1, part 2, part 3. From 8 p.m. till 3 a.m. A lady told me, that said, Bishop, my husband can watch movie from 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. Watching movie. What a shock. And some of you know what I'm talking about. So a few people, even in church, you have a movie on your phone. You're watching small. You're looking at me. I'm preaching to you right there. Thank you, young men. Thank you. Clap your hands for them. Clap your hands for them. Hallelujah. My businesswoman. Yes. Business connections. But your success, your prosperity, your breakthrough is in the law of the word of God. Amen. Think through, meditate, chew upon the word. He says that, For then, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. So, Antipat, your way can be prosperous. If only you have time and say, every morning, I'm going to read John chapter 1. I'm going to read 5 verses or 10 verses. We send bishops daily memory. Read the Bible. Read think through it. Meditate upon it. You see, you cannot link it to. I forgot. It's amazing. It's not easy to link what you are doing to your blessing. But if you do it, he said that you will make your way prosperous. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Are we still here? That is how Joshua made it. And you will do well. You will also make it. I said you will also make it. Say, I will make it. Are you here? You must have the Bible in your hand all the time. Read the Bible all the time. The phone that you are using for pornography, delete all the useless things and put the Bible on your phone rather than pornography. You are looking at me. I notice. And read the word. Read the word. Read the word. Read the word. You may think the word is boring, but that is where your success lies. Shout amen again. Are you there? Look, our time is up. Hey, what a shock. Right, let me give you a few more. Just one more point. So, I've given you about 6 points on Joshua already, that so many things he did, but the very important point, the fact is that God told you to meditate on the word. Think through the word. Amen. Amen. Now the next thing that we can also learn from Joshua, help me Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Joshua was very courageous. You be courageous. You'll not be afraid of any witch or wizard. No enchantment will work in your life. No devil can destroy your destiny. Your destiny is not in the hands of any witch or any wizard. Your destiny is in the hands of Almighty God. May fear be driven out of your life. Fear of failure. Fear of dying. Fear of... some of you here, somebody here, you have dreams. A lady told me yesterday that she has dreams. She had two dreams. She has seen two snakes following her. One, it followed her so closely, she was running in. When the snake was just about to bite her, then she woke up from the sleep. The second one, the following, they had another dream. This one, the snake came and then, caught around her leg. And it's like, she was going to fall or something, and then she woke up. And she was so terrified. I said, I break the power of the enemy, and I drive out the evil spirit out of your life. You will not die before your time. May you be courageous. May you be courageous. May you serve God with boldness. Somebody shout amen. God will take care of you. God will bless you. Courage, preach the word of God courageously. Do the work of God courageously. God will bless you. Say amen. Are you there? Now, I'm going to end with this. Now, the next thing we can learn from Joshua, you know, you see why Big Henry is walking around there. Hello? When you finish, tell me. Are you done? Yeah, you see why he's walking up there? I've employed him as an NG police in the church. He's going around, he and then two other people. He's going around. If he finds you, what's happened in the service? Who sees your phone for 1 week? Big Henry, thank you very much for your job. He's moving like that. Checking. If you like, go on these useless things. Yeah. Is that? Even if you look at pictures, you see your phone. Yes. If you look at gallery, pictures, who sees your phone? How can you be looking at pictures when I'm preaching? Henry, be courageous. It takes courage to do the work of God. It takes courage to get married. Say amen. It takes courage to propose. You don't have anything. Brother, I say you don't have anything. You have anointing, you have the word of God. Go ahead and propose. Amen. Don't be afraid. If they bounce you, it's not the end of the world. After all, the beautiful ones. What a shock. All die be die. So just propose. Hey, I love you. One day a brother told me the sister has bounced him. And I said, oh, why? But when I look at the sister, I said, you too. Couldn't you see that he'd be bounced? But at least he attempted. He tried. He tried. Attempt great things. What a shock. Anyway, the last point we are making for tonight, and by the grace of God, we're going to be wrapping up this next Sunday, and we are done with the art of following Joshua. Now, the art of following Joshua is to be able to use wisdom in war. Use wisdom in war or in warfare. Life is war. Life is a battle. Somebody say, life is a battle. Mr. Brown, am I speaking the truth? Every day we are engaged in a battle. We are always in a warfare. We are engaged in... Bible says Joshua made war. Joshua made war with the people long time. Put that scripture up. Joshua made war. He made war. He made war long time with the people. God said, I've given you the land. I've given you the land to inherit. But it took war and warfare to be able to possess the land. Can you see that scripture there? Joshua chapter 11 verse 18. Let's all read it loud and clear. Ready to go. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. Now listen. God said, I'll give the land to you. But Joshua had to fight. Everything that belongs, you must fight for it. Don't sit down and put your hand in your laps and say that, oh, it's a thing for you never lost. Have you heard that before? Yes. A thing for you never lost. Show me the scripture in the Bible. A thing for you never lost. I don't know what type of English it is. But anyway, A thing for you can lose. I tell you, it can lose. You like, sit down and see. Somebody will take your job, you'll be surprised. Somebody will come for your beloved, you'll be surprised. You sit down and see. A thing for you never lost. Sit down. I tell you. If you lose God, it will lose. Hello? Joshua made war. May you be a warrior. Lift your hand and say, I will be a warrior. Everyone lift your right hand and say, I will be a warrior. Hallelujah. I want you to be fighters in the church. Fight for your blessing. Fight for your family. Fight for what God has given you. Joshua made war a long time. In the book of Nehemiah, Bible says that as they were building the wall, Nehemiah told them, look, it's time to fight for your family. Fight for your wife. Fight for your children. Fight. Put that scripture there. It's also in Nehemiah. It said, fight. Fight for your wives. Fight for your children. Fight for the family. You've got to be a fighter. Say amen. Say, I will be a fighter. Fight for your prosperity. Fight for a mega church. Fight for a mega center. Say, I will fight for it. Come, say, I will fight for it. Are you still there? Fight. 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 Don't be phlegmatic and let the devil steal your blessing. You don't know how to fight in prayer. Every day you are sleeping and open your mouth in your bedroom. Oh. Hey, I said, find the scripture in Nehemiah for me. It's Frank there. Nehemiah 4:14. Frank, are you there? Where is he? What's happening to you? Right. I heard Nehemiah 4:14, isn't it? Right. And I looked and rose up and said to the nobles and the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren. Fight for your sons. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your wives. And fight for your houses. May you be a fighter. I said, may you be a fighter. Fight for your brethren. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your sons. Fight for your wives. Stand and intercede. Every man is the priest of your home. I say, every man, every husband is the priest of your home. Learn how to stand and fight. Say, look, I'm not going to let the devil destroy my home and my marriage. I'm telling you. Many marriages are being destroyed because of people you left yourself to phlegmatically be there. You cannot, as a man, take it. Say, listen, this is wrong and you don't do this. Fight. There's always a fight before there's peace. And I wish somebody heard me. Let's fight. Can I have an amen? Fight for what is right. If you don't fight for the life of your children will be wayward and rebellious. You'll be shocked. You allow them to do anything, watch anything, go anywhere. You cannot correct your children. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. You allow your children to go to my bed today. They are betting here and they are going here. Your children go out. You don't even know. Your child goes out. You don't know where your child is going. He just walks out and comes home. What nonsense is that? You just leave home and come without telling your mother or father, I'm going to see my friend. Not even the respect. And some of you young people, you are hearing me today. You don't have regard for your parents. You can just walk out of the home and come back. Even church, you must tell your daddy or mom, I'm going to church. You are not, if you are a big man, go and rent a place and live on your own. But if you are under somebody's roof, show respect. I said, show respect. I'm preaching. Show respect. You go out, nobody knows when you will come. Nobody knows when you go. You just go and come, go and come, go and come. Go and come. Because you are 16 years old, you are 17 years old. Nonsense. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. You can watch anything at all. When my kids were younger, I told them that, look, nobody should put a password on their phone. I have the right as a father to enter and see what, at the age of 16, 17, I must know what you are watching and who you are talking to and what text message you are sending. Fight! 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 Your girls, your little girls. Practice it, Bishop. Practice. You'll be surprised at the age of 9, they'll be sending useless texts. Yes, a lady told me that how her son had been sending text to her son is 11 years old. Sending text to her classmate, his classmate, I like your bum, I like your desk, at the age of 11. I said, first of all, as I said, you don't have the right to use a phone, but if for whatever sake, maybe you have to travel and let's say you don't have any right to put a password. If you want a password, then buy your own phone. But if I give you a phone, you cannot put a password. I bought it for you. I have the right to enter the phone. You're looking at me. Fight for your family. Fight for your children. Fight for your loved ones. Fight. Fight. Are you there? I said, are you there? When you grow up and buy your own phone, you can put a password. But if I bought it for you, I must have 100% access. 100% access. Are you there? May you be a fighter. May you be a fighter. Look, you'll be surprised while your child will turn, if you turn around, and will become, if you don't fight for his life. Intercede for him and also correct him. Don't just pray for your child. Also correct him. As long as you are in this house, you cannot play this useless music in my house. You cannot play the music. This music is not allowed in my house. I am the owner. I rented this place. You are living under my roof. You have no right to play useless music. I'll seize it. When you grow up, you can play any music at all. You can even become a Muslim if you like. But if you're under my roof, you have no right. Oh, you know what I'm saying? May you be a fighter. You've got to use warfare. Solomon, warfare. Many marriages are being destroyed. The devil, listen, can I have a few more minutes? Can I speak for 5 more minutes? Listen, the first institution that the devil attacked was marriage. The first institution. Yeah. God, the first thing God created was marriage, Adam and Eve, and the devil came and attacked the institution. Today, marriages are under attack. Attack. I'm telling you. Husband and wife quarrel. Every day is a quarrel. Every day is a fight. One day I asked a couple, did we just marry each other to know how to insult one another? Maybe you want someone to insult in life, and you married her and married him so you can insult each other. Maybe that's why you married. Tell you, the devil hates a working marriage, but your marriage is going to work in Jesus' name. Say, I believe it. It's going to work, but you must be a fighter. I say, you must be a fighter. Fight for your loved ones. And put that scripture, I love it. I looked and I rose up and said to the nobles and the rulers and the people in the Kadesh, remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, your houses. When your little children, 5 years old, go to school, you don't know the poison around. When you leave your child with a house help, you have no idea. You must plead the blood over your children all the time. Curse anybody who curses them. Anybody who mistreats this child, I curse the person. Curse the person. If you like, maltreat my child in my absence, see how your life will be. If you like, do it. Fight for your children. I tell you. Wicked people. One day a little boy was carried, and on the way, they dropped the boy and his legs were broken. Nobody will drop your child. Nobody will drop your blessing. Nobody will drop your gift. Somebody shout amen. Are you still here? Sit down. Let me just complete the message. Hallelujah. Yeah. We are in a battle. I say we are in a battle. We are in a battle. But you see, Joshua, when Joshua entered the land, the fight was beautiful. They started conquering. Jericho, the walls of Jericho came down, and they entered, possessing the land, But now there was a little city called Ai. That was the name of the little city. Now, every city has been easy for Joshua to take, except this little city of a few people. Joshua thought, as a matter of course, we will override them, we will conquer them. But now, when they went to face Ai, the Bible says that, to Joshua's surprise, the people of Ai came and conquered and beat up and made the people of Israel run. And Joshua was shocked. He said, oh Lord, alas my God, what has happened? How come we've turned our backs on our enemies? How come we've conquered everybody else, but we could not conquer this people of Jericho, this people of Ai? And God told him, there's something wrong in your camp. There's something wrong in your camp. And Joshua got the people. He said, God told us an Achan, somebody who has gone to do what is wrong. That is why you lost the battle. Now Joshua sat back. He called all the people of Israel. And then they came and dealt with their sin and all that was going on. They dealt with the problem. And after that, they went back and they won the battle. Not every failure is somebody's fault. Sometimes your own fault. We like blaming others. Because of my wife, because of my husband. Sometimes sit back and look at yourself. The fault may come from you. Can I have an amen? That is wisdom. We like blaming others. This is not working. This is not working. It's a fault. It's his fault. But sometimes you are the reason why the thing is not working. I'm preaching. Wives, are you hearing what I'm saying? Husbands, are you here? Yeah. Yeah. Some of you, wives, you're worried. My husband doesn't touch me anymore. The few times he touched you, your reaction. Now you're saying that it's your fault. You're looking at me. You're looking at me. Some of you husbands are saying, huh, Bishop, I don't know why. My wife, the way you shout at her, there's no flow. That's why she also doesn't flow. The way you treat her, look at what is wrong with you and correct it. I'm preaching. When you correct yourself, then you'll be ready to face the enemy. May God give us victory. May God give us victory. I say, may God give us victory. You will fight and you win. You fight and you have mega churches. We are going to have mega centers. When your center meets, there will be 200 people at the center meeting. Somebody say, I receive it. Some of you are going to come with 3 buses from your bus center. You are going to fight for it. And it's going to work. It's going to work. Soon, there will be no room in this church. Somebody shall shout a loud amen. We are fighting for 5,000, 4,000, 5,000. We are fighting for it. And we are going to have it. We are going to have it. We are going to have it. We will pray. We will evangelize. We will preach. We will visit. We will counsel. We will lay hands on. We will pray. And we will see great results. We will see great results. Don't let the devil scare you. The devil cannot scare you. He cannot scare you. Your best days are ahead of you. You know something? I'm not out of word. I'm just out of time. Stand to your feet, everybody. Hallelujah. Just stand to your feet. Let the church
say amen. Let the church say amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Come on, lift your 2 hands and sing it. Let the church say amen.
Let the church say amen. Everybody say, let the church say amen.
Lift your 2 hands up to the Lord.
Oh, God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
For the very last time, sing it. Let the church say amen.
Let the church say amen. Oh, let the church
Close your eyes with me wherever you are. I'm going to pray with you now. Every one of us here, close your eyes with me as you pray. Wherever you are standing, I need you to close your eyes as I pray with you now. This morning before I sit, maybe you are here and you are not sure you're born again. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. Today, this Sunday morning, when you say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, I want Jesus to come into my heart. If you're here this morning and you need Jesus in your heart, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. What a blessing. Lift up your right hand. Oh, let your hand go high, high, high. I want to pray for your salvation. I want to pray that Jesus will take control of your life. I see your hands up. At the back, on the side, lift your hands up. Father, thank you for these hands. I pray. Save them. Make them brand new people. If your hand is lifted up, I'd ask you to come to me in the front here. Come.
Happy day.
Come.
Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away,
he taught me how
to watch and pray, and every joy sing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
He taught me how
to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Lift your two hands in front here and let me pray with you. Lift the two hands with me. And I want you to say this prayer. And everybody in the church, say this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father,
this Sunday afternoon,
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus
as my Lord
and my Savior.
Forgive me
of all my sins.
Write my name
in the book of life.
I want to serve you.
I want to follow you
the rest of my life.
From today,
I am yours.
And you are mine.
From today,
I'm a child of God.
From today,
my name
is written in heaven.
Say,
my name
is written in heaven.
From today,
I belong to Jesus.
From today,
I am born again.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.